gentlemen. Richie Bristol. Now coming to the AM 970
studio.
I
never have cash. I'm glad
Thank you so much. All right, Richie. Our intrepid PA now joining us on the mic. Hello, sir.
Hello.
All right. All right. You all talk amongst yourselves for just a moment. Yes? What?
Are we going to have Richie in anyway to talk about his experience?
Oh, no. We're going to have him talk about the strip club thing. But I'm saying, can you all kill time for like 30 seconds while I get a viso?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's all pretend I'm not this pathetic, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So what's new, Richie?
Nothing. I'm working on two of interviews that basically will get me liquor bottles.
Yeah? Are they any of mine or are they Rich's?
One is yours and one is Rich's.
Is it Luke Perry?
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't.
Which one, since Brick can't hear, what one are you working on for him?
Rubber Plant.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's in town.
Oh, that's good.
At the end of the month.
Oh, that'll be good. He would be really stoked about that.
Yep.
So you got rid of some of your cats?
I got two kittens left, a boy and a girl.
How many did you start off with?
Five.
Richie, you've got to stop making that poor cat have kittens.
All right. What did I miss? Something exciting, I'm sure.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Feeling lightheaded. All right. Why, hello, Richie Bristol.
Hello.
You know what this is?
Viso.
Viso,
it's
right
addiction.
There. Oh, it's a sweet taste of chemical dependence. All right. I don't even know where to start. So, let's just back up. So, yesterday, you came in the studio and we were talking to us about how you were going to be auditioning for the job of strip club DJ.
Yeah.
So we won't identify the establishment, although I do have to say, I knew, we won't say where it was even now. You did tell us off the air which strip club you were going to be auditioning at, and I had it was all I could do not to go watch. But I didn't, because I didn't want you to see me and then, like, then be all in your head or whatever. I didn't want to throw off your mojo. You know, well, you know how it is. You know, yeah. You have your friends there, somebody's watching you, you know, you don't want to choke. How is it that you came to know of this opening at the strip club?
Online. I was shopping around online.
But I mean, just like one ads or whatever?
Yeah,
you know, like,
I think
look,
it was on Craigslist.
It wanted. I would think that a strip club DJ would be like, that they would never have any trouble filling that gig because it'd always just be a bunch of horny dudes lined up because they want to go look at boobs.
I was one of them.
Well, fair enough. I guess what I'm saying is it seems like that's a thing that would be handed down from generation to generation, friend to friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So what? So,
all right. Well, whatever. Okay, so you responded and they said you talked to them back and forth, or how did the initial conversation go? Was it over the phone or?
Yeah, he called me on the phone and then he asked me a few questions and he said he wanted me to come in for an audition.
What were the, if I can ask, without identifying the establishment, what were the initial questions he asked you?
Do I know how to run certain music programs and play? Do I know about music? And
right.
And what do I know about this? You know, what experience do I have with the stripping
okay.
scene?
And what did you, with the stripping scene?
Yeah.
What did you say?
With the industry.
Okay, with the industry. What did you say?
I've had plenty of lap dances.
Don't get high on your own supply, Richie.
Okay.
Oh, Richie.
And so did they ask you questions about like music or did your ability to sort of know what kind of songs worked or?
If I knew hip hop and rock.
Okay.
That's generally what
I'm always curious about to what extent girls are allowed to pick their own music. You know what I mean? Or if they got to work from, or if when a
if
stripper.
It's all like Mary's Club.
Well, because at Mary's Club, yeah, the girls can pick whatever's on the jukebox. I always wonder maybe at strip clubs if it's like requesting a song at a rock station, which is that maybe they'll do it, but A, only if it was probably going to get played anyway at some point, and B, only if it's in their very limited library.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you go to the strip club last night.
So you show up, do you have like your laptop and everything?
No.
How did you dress?
I wore a white button up, you know, the kind I was in the picture.
Right.
In our picture.
Okay.
Just the white shirt.
Okay.
With no tie and my black slacks and dress shoes.
So kind of like a waiter sort of? Like a like a maitre d' kind of a deal?
What was the establishment like? Is it like a dirtier one? Is it?
It was pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Is it along the lines like a higher class one?
It's in the top 50%.
You would say, okay, on the 1 to 10 scale of classy strip clubs, and this is, by the way, Portland standard, not like Vegas standard.
Okay.
1 to 10, where would you place it on the class scale?
6.5, 7.5.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so how many dudes were auditioning last night?
There was one before me and one after me, I believe.
And did you all show up at the same time?
No, I didn't see anybody. Right. I wasn't
What time did you get there?
I wasn't there long enough.
Well, what time did you get there?
7.
Okay, so you get there at 7 o'clock. When did you actually go up and start doing your thing?
Well, immediately he introduced me, gave me the tour.
Right.
Had a whole bunch of spiel about this and that and this and that. And
right.
Then he handed me off to the DJ that was working.
Right.
And he started showing me some program that I've never seen before. And then explaining things to me.
But it was basically like it was a piece of software that simulates like if you have two turntables or something like
yeah.
that. Because Scotty uses that. Scotty J, you know, in his DJ business, they don't use like real turntables anymore. It's like a simulated crossfader and everything on the screen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So you get up there in the booth. Does the DJ when you get up to start last night? First of all, what kind of crowd was there?
There was two guys.
Really?
I was going to say, I'm like, how big of a crowd could there be at 7?
Well, you know, who knows? You,
it's some kind of, those... of, I mean, I'm not going to say the location, but it's kind of like out there, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a little further out.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I sort of figured that strip clubs were just crowded all the time, you know? It's like you see those bars where it's like, we open at 7:30, and you know there's some dude is waiting out there for the doors to open. All right. So, small crowd. You get up in the booth. What is the first thing you do? Did you play a song to get kind of comfortable, or did you start right off with your intro on the mic?
Intro on the mic, called the next girl up, and...
Okay, please, now, what was it? Recreate this. What was the girl's name? What, do you have her stage name? Do you want to give us... what was... Her name was like what?
Bubbles.
Okay, Bubbles. So... Wow. All right, so please now...
This was a classy voice.
To the best of your ability, recreate your first introduction on the mic as a strip club DJ auditioning for the gig last night. Richie Bristol, go.
All right, make some noise for Bubbles, and then next up on the stage, be ready, so-and-so.
Did you do it with just this amount of energy?
No, because at first I did the...
I know, you have to pretend like you're there, Richie.
The inflection! But then later, after the song, they talk to me that they'd rather you just talk. They don't want that DJ sound.
They don't want you to talk like this.
Yeah.
Talking about Amber. So they want you to be a more casual, relatable strip club DJ?
Yeah, they said they just wanted you to talk, not really say, hey, kind of thing.
Whatever. Do we have music for this? Let's try to recreate.
Oh, no.
All right. We're going to have you recreate your strip club intro.
Okay. All right. Make some noise for Bubbles. Next up on stage, Sarah. Make sure you're tipping.
You gotta quit using Sarah.
Sarah. Sexy Sarah coming up next. This is the last song of two. Make sure you're tipping well, fellas. Thanks for coming out to Blank.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, I don't really know
Richie.
That you're selling me on this, Richie. Okay, so that was the first song. Did
you're
you
so
talk?
Passionate with so many
yes,
other
but
things
there's,
in your life.
There was.
Did you talk between every song?
Yes.
All right.
So what's the content of some of the things you were saying?
All right, that's a good question. I mean, how many times can you sort of say the same thing? Like, hey, here's some other boobs for you to look at.
Put those hands together.
You know?
Well, the thing is, I only lasted two songs.
what was the... Oh, please tell me, what were the two songs?
Well, I don't have a filter. I don't even remember.
By the way, were they rock songs?
I was supposed to be playing hip-hop, and a rock song came
all right.
up.
All right.
And they were... The lady...
So did you pick the songs?
Yeah, but I thought it was a... hip-hop song, and the stripper was just hanging on to the pole looking at me, just standing there.
Was she glaring?
Yeah.
Because you picked the wrong song.
Or because of the comment I made.
What was the comment you made? What was the comment?
I don't know about you, but I'm craving chocolate.
Did you really say that?
Yes.
Oh,
she was an attractive black woman?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a compliment.
I don't think she liked it.
Right.
I think probably you need to like shake her hand first,
or maybe yeah,
refer
yeah.
to somebody.
Seriously, that might be a good thing. Yeah, maybe say hello, hi, I'm Richie.
And then I made another comment about the two guys there, and they will dance for $2 and put your double your tip up, so it's $4. I don't know, it's stupid.
Dude, all right, what was the second comment you made? What was the second song?
It was about the two guys. I was like, everybody makes
insulting the customers,
just saying there's $2.
Let me understand
they will dance for $2.
Hold on, let me understand this. So the first time you're up. You call the stripper chocolate. You say, I'm craving chocolate. The second time you're on the mic, you insult the customers.
Not really. I just said there was two, and how about putting $2 up? That'll make it four or something stupid.
So highlighting the fact that there are only two people in the whole joint.
They will dance for $2. Come on, guys.
So wait. Oh, no. Oh. So you're not even insulting the customers. You actually announced on the microphone that the girl will, quote, dance for $2.
Yeah. And then the red phone rang. They have a phone in the booth.
Uh-huh.
And
get out.
It rang, and then I picked a song, and then he kind of said, well, just thank everybody for tipping. And then after that, he left, because the guy, evidently, he got called down to the office.
Oh,
and then
God.
He came back, and I was just about to, the song was just about
to spread more of your gems.
And he says, you can go now.
Did he even say like we'll get in touch?
Yeah, he specified don't call us.
All right, don't ever contact us again.
We'll call you if you got the job. And if we don't call
Wait,
you.
Wait, so you no. told the two customers that the girl will dance for only $2.
So you first
and to pay her way through college, double it up for $4.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Richie.
Dude, were you trying to blow this?
Were you drunk?
No, I was very nervous, and I was trying to figure out. I played a rock song, and I thought it was a hip-hop song, and so she wasn't dancing. She's just looking at
me. So you're playing the wrong music for the girl. You don't know her, and you say that you're, quote, craving chocolate, so you make some reference to her skin color. Then you say on the mic for the customers and the girls to hear that they will, quote, dance for $2. Yes, it's hard to believe you didn't get the gig. Tim Riley, you worked for one night as a men's club DJ, did you not?
I did.
All right. How do you feel about Richie's performance?
I might have given him another chance, but I don't know how many guys were there to try out for this.
Three?
Well, because you said that your roommate, she danced there, right?
Yes.
At that time? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I've known a fair number of strip club DJs in my life, and it's not like you got to be the brightest bulb in the bank to get that gig.
Well, obviously I'm not.
All right. Well done, Richie Bristol. All right. Yay. Thank you so much.
Oh, and you know what? Here's another coincidence.
No, I have no idea.
I'm pulling out as I'm leaving, and I go into the lane, and guess who's right next to me?
I don't know.
The chick with her baby.
What chick with her baby?
The chick I haven't
talked to. The chocolate that you were craving?
No.
Oh,
the chick
the girl,
I'm not supposed
the best
to talk
friend.
Oh, God. The girl, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, your life is
and
weird.
And she was right there, and I look over, and she saw me, so I ended up having to pull over and talk to her.
Stop.
How did that go?
All right.
Baby's cute.
All right. Well, tomorrow we'll talk about this girl that wants to live with you. All right. All Thank right. you, Richie Bristol.
Bye,
Jesus.
Bubbles.
All right. She'll dance for $2.
She's trying to work her way through college, double it up, and make it $4.
God damn.
God, if I didn't know him, I think he's such a jerk.
I think he was probably trying to be funny, but you don't, that's...
But Richie's not mean either. I think he probably just got nervous and didn't know what to say.
Jesus. All right. Do we need the break here?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back.